3 last night. Angel Mateo, a pinch hit 3-run homer in the 8th that gave Charleston a completed comeback and equalized the series at 1 win apiece. Jackets have won 6 out of 8 against Charleston this season, including 5 out of 6 at home 3 weeks prior. And today, the Green Jackets look to get not just back in the win column, but also back up top in the South Division. A Kannapolis come-from-behind win and a Green Jacket loss yesterday made the Cannonballers sole recipients of first, with 7 games to go in half number 1. Lynchburg beat Carolina for the 2nd straight night, and so we have 2 new contenders at the top. Lynchburg in first place for the first time since April, as Carolina, who was trying to go wire to wire, has fallen off of late. We'll see the Lynchburg Hillcats next week. They've won 8 of 11 and 10 of their last, or 9 of their last 13. So the Hillcats certainly a tough squad, and the Green Jackets will have their difficulties in the final 3 games of half number 1 at SRP Park. But in the here and now, the Green Jackets take on the Charleston River Dogs, who will play as the Charleston Boiled Peanuts today. Jerseys that look like a picnic table, quite frankly. Green and white checkerboard with brown and gold on the sleeves a la peanut shells. It's a very unique first-year alternate identity for the Boiled Peanuts as the River Dogs. And the Green Jackets, no matter who the opposition is, trying to find the offensive rhythm early and often. They'll send Owen Hackman to the hill, opening day starter. It's his 11th appearance of the year. Hackman's been befallen to the long ball at times this year, has given up a league-high 9 home runs in his 10 starts, but all in all, has been a respectable pitcher. He pounds the zone, good breaking ball, good to go with it. The fastball much improved as of late, but the hard hits and the extra base hits, of which there have been 22 out of 50 hits allowed, continue to be the difference maker for Owen Hackman. He matches up against Ryan Andrade, who has to have something in the water here at the Joe. 22-year-old righty out of Pittsburgh. All told this year, 4-2 with an ERA of 3.00. But at home in 5 starts, Andrade's ERA is just 1. 27 innings, 3 earned runs here at Joseph P. Riley Park. Andrade, who had spotty command in the ACC over 3 seasons, has completely found a rhythm this year. There has been no issue with walks whatsoever. And although Andrade is not striking out a ton of hitters, he has kept men off balance and now gets a second look at the Green Jackets. He gave up a career-high tying 7 hits and a career-high 5 runs in 4 innings last time he saw Augusta. Jackets got a 3 spot yesterday, all in the 5th inning. Solo homer for Colin Burgess and a 2 RBI single from Isaiah Drake. After that, the team went silent, and the bullpen, which has been rock solid as of late for Charleston, held up their end of the bargain through 4 1/3. Green Jackets will try to solve Andrade and the Boiled Peanuts on the other side of the national anthem. We'll be back on the Green Jacket Radio Network live on Thirsty Thursday at the Joe.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. And we welcome you back in, ladies and gentlemen, from the Roadside Radio booth here in the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina. I'm Noah Adcock Howitt. This is game three between the Green Jackets and the Charleston River Dogs. Charleston takes the field as the boiled peanuts today. Food-based alternate identities all the rage this decade in minor league baseball. And the Green Jackets hoping that these peanut-inspired uniforms will have a bit less fanfare in them than what they gave up last night. Seven unanswered for Charleston and a 7-3 victory. Green Jackets continue to keep the top of the lineup consistent. All six men in the top six have played every single game and started in the same spot. John Heal, Owen Carey, and Isaiah Drake, the top three. Colby Jones in the cleanup hole looking for his first hit of the series. Mason Guerra DHs after back-to-back games at first. Douglas Glaud will follow Nick Montgomery. Montgomery's in the spick spot. And then two players making their first appearance of the week. Roybear Niazoa at first base and Lakehare Figueroa at third. On the mound opposite the Green Jackets, 22-year-old righty out of Providence, Rhode Island, Ryan Andrade. Seventh-round pick out of Pittsburgh last year. He'll make his 11th start of the summer and second against the Green Jackets. Andrade 4-2, three earned runs per nine innings, right on the dot. Less than a strikeout per inning, but walks very low as well. Pitched a contact throughout the season and has been especially adept at limiting solid contact here at home. Just four earned runs in his last 23 innings here at Joseph P. Riley Park. Humid evening for baseball, low 80s and a few clouds overhead. Breeze blowing straight in from center field. Get something down the lines, it might carry, but in the power rallies, that's where the ball will go to die. John Heal steps in. Green Jackets back in the road grays, and we are ready for game number three of this series. Heal against Andrade, right on right. First pitch, Heal flashes the bunt and takes a called strike one. 7:04 start time today, June 12th of 2025. Heel behind nothing and one, and he taps the fastball backwards, 0-2. Fastball, slider, curve, and change for Andrade. Fastball, a ton of spin. It works best at the top of the zone and sits in the low 90s. Heel behind 0-2, and he lashes one out to center field. Briler Guerrero going back, and it is over his head and to the wall. Heel screaming into second. And he will put the brakes on there with a leadoff double. Slider stayed up and Heal just obliterated it over the head of Brylaire Guerrero. It's usually Theo Gillen out in center. He gets a day off. There's a bit less speed in center. And that ball just continued to travel. Leadoff extra base hit for Augusta and it brings up Owen Carey. With Guerrero in center, that moves Angel Mateo to right and Wu Shin in left. Perez and Hizak on the corners. Polanco Gonzalez up the middle. First pitch to Carey is popped out of play. Nathan Flewelling catching for the second time in three games. Flewelling has caught just over 30% of runners this year. 48 of 69 have been successful. Heal 33 steals this summer, second on the team. 0-1 to Carey. On the ground towards the middle of the diamond. Backhanded by Gonzalez. Crossbody throw in time to get the first out of the day. Ricardo Gonzalez was playing towards first. He had a lot of ground to cover up the middle. And then threw it from hip to hip. Short hopping into the glove of Hizak. Heal up to third. And the infield comes in for Isaiah Drake. Green Jackets, not great with runners in scoring position last night. 3-for-10 in the opener. 1-for-8 last night. Man at third, one out for Isaiah, who had three hits yesterday. And Drake takes it off the outside corner, but it's called a strike. Slider came back to the edge. Xander Huddleston calling balls and strikes. Byron Matos is in the field. Out of the stretch. Andrade kicks and delivers, and Drake is under the high fastball. No matter who the pitcher has been for Charleston, they've been great at being their best with men at second and third. Augusta trying for an early lead. 0-2 from Ryan Andrade, and he tips it nearly out of the mitt to stay alive. High fastball, Isaiah in protect mode. Drake, three hits and a walk yesterday, two RBIs and three stolen bases. He was phenomenal in all aspects of the game. Fighting to stay alive against Andrade. Righty coming home. Andrade spears it foul once again. Three consecutive fastballs. That one a bit further towards the center of the zone. Everything down the center to Isaiah through four offerings. Still 0-2. Target is high from Flewelling. Drake checks swing, appeal out to second, and he went, says the second base umpire Byron Matos. Drake couldn't stop the barrel. That's a tough call for Matos standing out in front of the shortstop. And now it falls to Colby Jones. Green Jackets a leadoff man in scoring position. Andrade looking to work out of danger. Every single pitch has been in the zone for Ryan Andrade. 10 of 10. Jones hitless in two games. And the first pitch fastball is at the eye line. So there is miss number one for Ryan Andrade. Numbers tough to identify on these alternate uniforms. Green and white checkerboard at the front and back with white numbers etched in the middle of the shoulder blades. 1-0. And Colby swings through the outside fastball. Cut off the outside corner. Jones has walked three times, but Colby's 0 for 5. Heel still stuck at third. 1-1. Lofted backwards and out of play. Efficiency has been the name of the game for Ryan Andrade this year. He's gone six innings in four of his last five starts. Second on the team in total innings, behind only Sunday starter Jacob Kamats. Looking to strand Heel at third base. Long pause, the 1-2, and Colby taps it foul on the slider. Target was outside, that's where the pitch went, but right on the corner, Jones certainly couldn't take it. And if nothing else, he extends his battle at least one pitch further. Shadows creeping towards home plate and stretching out towards the mound. From the sunshine, Andrade spikes one, and it's blocked by Flewelling. Heel took an extra couple steps off of third, but Flewelling kept it too close for him to advance. Green Jackets have made two outs at the plate in the first two games of the series. Two balls, two strikes, two down on Colby Jones wearing the number two. Deuces wild for Andrade, and it's downstairs. Check swing, didn't go. Full count. Another slider down that was laid off of by Colby Jones. Nathan Flewelling went scrambling for it and put the tag on, thinking that he got a swinging strike. He did not. First base is open. Full count for Ryan Andrade. The pitch to Jones is bounced to the shortstop side. Backhand from Polanco. Long throw, and he gets Jones by a step. Hit too hard for Colby to beat it out, and the Green Jackets leave a man 90 feet from scoring in the top of the first.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support.
Green Jackets a leadoff double and nothing else in the top half. Boiled Peanuts of Charleston come to bat, and the leadoff hitter Theo Gillen not in the lineup. So it's Narciso Polanco leading off Guerrero, Hyzak, and Flewelling behind him. Last night's hero, Angel Mateo, hitting fifth. Ricardo Gonzalez and Wu Shin behind him. Jeter Garcia DHing. Jose Perez at third to round out the order against Owen Hackman, 23-year-old out of Los Angeles. Loyola Marymount product in his 11th start of the year. Faces the lefty Polanco. And Narciso takes a strike one. Fastball at the knees. Hackman, ninth rounder, 1-3 this year, 5.28 ERA. Stands 6-1, 185 from the right side. Polanco taps the off-speed towards the first base bag, and it's foul, 0-2. Split change had Polanco out in front. It's a fastball, slider, and changeup for Hackman. Exclusively out of stretch, the 0-2. Is whacked down the left field line. Polanco trying to say he made contact with Montgomery. And Sean Smedley is going to come argue. Smedley trying to get a catcher's interference called on Nick Montgomery. And Sean Smedley aggressively telling Xander Huddleston to check with Byron Matos at first. Smedley fired up already. And now saying something in the direction of the Green Jacket dugout. Not happy with the lack of a call. Still 0-2 on Polanco. Hackman delivers, and it's upstairs at 92. Owen has seen the River Dogs once put up his second quality start of the year. 6 innings, 7 hits, and 3 runs with 2 homers. 1-2 is popped backwards and out of play. One of those homers was an inside the parker from Theo Gillen. The other one a wall-scraping line drive from Wu Shin, who is in the lineup today. Polanco continues to be a tough out. Deep bend at the knees from the left side. Another 1-2. Popped up out behind third. Hooking towards foul territory. Lakehair Figueroa does not have enough room. It just kept whistling that way. Wind is blowing in from right center field, so the ball got taken by the breeze. Polanco has seen a handful of pitches, half a dozen and counting. Narciso 2-for-4 with a walk and a hit by pitch. He'll line this one into left field, and both leadoff men have reached base safely. Change up right down the middle, and Polanco goes backside with it. And that has been Hackman's issue this year, is when he misses right in the big part of the zone. Walk's not a problem. Hackman in 40-plus innings, he's at a total of 44, has just 12 walks below the knees on Brailer Guerrero, 1-0. But Hackman, single-A leading, 9 home runs allowed, including the inside the parker. Polanco, a big lead off of first, and the fastball is at the knees, but too far inside. Right around the edge, no call from Xander Huddleston. Guerrero ahead, 2 balls, no strikes. Hackman delivers, and it's inside ball 3, falling behind a couple different times now. He's shown everything, fastball, slider, and change. Charleston trying to pick up right where they left off at the end of last night, where they're scoring runs in waves. 3-0, taking all the way, it's a center cut heater. Rare to see Hackman in a 3-ball count. Infield in double play depth on Guerrero, who's 0-for-6. Hackman picks over, and Polanco's in safely. Narciso Polanco, team leading 19 steals in 26 tries. He was caught by Nick Montgomery on Tuesday. Montgomery behind the plate again tonight. 3-1 home. And it's chopped out to second base. 2 hops for Colby Jones. Goes to second for 1. And that's the only play. Hit too softly to turn a pair. But the faster runner is eliminated on the 4-6 putout. Connor Hyzak will be the first righty to face Hackman. Green Jacket defense. Glaude in left. Drake in center. Carey in right. Lakehair Figueroa at third. Heelan Jones up the middle with Roybear Niazoa handling first. And Montgomery catching. Second time in 3 days. Hyzak 2-for-9 with an RBI in the first 2 games, and he chases a slider off the outside corner. Hyzak does have 3 Ks and leads the team with 58 this season. Has had difficulties laying off sliders from right-handers, and that's what he saw there. Hackman, the 0-1. Slider hooked into left field. Glaude charging on. It falls in front of him. Glaude just gave up on it. Looked like he had a chance to make the play. A slider that was not buried. No, it was right down the middle, and the River Dogs have made the Green Jacket starter pay for 2 key mistakes. Inability to keep the off-speed out of the big part of the zone is going to haunt Hackman if he doesn't change it. Hyzak was ready for the slider, and there's 2 hits in the first 3 batters. Nathan Flewelling has swung the bat very well this week, 3 for 8 with a pair of runs scored. Lefty against the righty Hackman, and it's high and outside at 92. Guerrero had to stop on that line drive from Hyzak to make sure it fell. Douglas Glaude had a beat on it, then pulled up. So Guerrero only up 90 feet. First and second. The 1-0 to Flewelling. Outside. Couple close misses from Hackman. That about a ball and a half off the edge. Better speed at first than at second with Hyzak compared to Guerrero. John Heel holding Guerrero on the 2-0. At the top of the zone, it's called a strike. Slider floats into the letters. Charleston, a left-hand dominant lineup. 3 lefties, 2 switch hitters, and 4 right-handers today. 2-1 from Hackman is tipped out of the mid of Montgomery. Another high off-speed pitch, this time a changeup above the zone. Flewelling's eyes lit up, and he was underneath it. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 men aboard in the bottom of the first. Both teams have put a man in scoring position. And timeout called by Flewelling as Hackman was staring out at second base. Charleston has the boiled peanuts today. Be the only time they depart from their traditional naming this series. 2-2 offering is off the outside corner. Good hold up by Flewelling on the change. Full count for the cleanup hitter, Angel Mateo on deck. Here comes the 3-2, and it's popped away once more. Another high slider. Hackman looking to get out of danger. Only out came on the fielder's choice. He'd love to get another ground ball here. 7th pitch coming from Hackman to Nathan Flewelling. Kicks and goes. Right down the middle, called strike 3. Was not looking for the fastball, and that's what Flewelling got. Hackman's first K brings Mateo to the dish with 2 outs. Hackman has very good strikeout numbers, 53 in 45 innings now, 54 in fact with that K, over 10 per 9. Mateo, the go-ahead 3-run homer in the 8th last night. He swings through the first pitch fastball, 0-1. Angel came off the bench replacing Jeter Garcia and got a 2-1 splitter on the inner third from Seth Keller that he turned around over the wall and left. 0-1 at the letter strike 2. Watching the fastball in at 93. 2 singles allowed, but Hackman 1 pitch away from stranding a pair. Deep breath and comes home. Slider in the dirt. Good block from Montgomery. And quite frankly, a good location for that pitch. See how aggressive Mateo wanted to be on 0-2. Augusta left a man at third in the top of the first. Charleston trying to avoid leaving 2 on in the bottom half. Guerrero at second, Hyzak behind him. Target outside, the 1-2. Fastball tipped into the mitt, strike 3. Back-to-back Ks for Hackman, and he's able to leave 2 aboard. Both sides scoreless through the first. We roll on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Whole lot of strikes for Ryan Andrade in the first. Allowed a leadoff double, but two grounders and a punch out. Kept it scoreless through one. Mason Guerra leads off for the Augusta Green Jackets. Seeing Andrade for the first time at away from SRP Park this year and the second time overall. Guerra did homer off of Ryan Andrade. He was hitless last night, 3 Ks. First pitch to Guerra. In on the hands, check swing, didn't go. Mason was simultaneously trying to get the head out of the way and the bat from not going. Now the 1-0 is outside with the slider. Andrade working a bit quicker than he did in the first. Needed 17 pitches to get three outs. The 2-0, Guerra takes it out once more. 3-0, a fastball count for a true fastball hitter. Guerra has obliterated four seams this year better than everything else. The 3-0. And he takes it high. A four-pitch walk for Mason Guerra to start off the second. Second walk of the week for Mason. And he continues to get on base. With that free pass, Guerra has now reached safely in 19 consecutive games. That's the second longest streak by a Green Jacket this year and the longest active right now. Here's Nick Montgomery, homered on Tuesday. Andrade from the stretch gets the outside corner with the slider. About a ball off the edge, Xander Huddleston rewarding the good frame from Flewelling. Huddleston about as consistent an umpire as you'll see at this level. 0-1. Rolled softly towards third. Perez sets, goes to second for one. Over to first, not in time. Slow roller was going to be tough to turn two, even with the catcher running. It's a fielder's choice and one out. Montgomery rolling over the changeup. First time we've seen the change right on right from Andrade. And that brings up Douglas Lott. 5-6-7 in Augusta's order. All have tons of power. Guerra, Montgomery, and Glott. Glott 1-for-4 on Tuesday. Did not play last night. First pitch from Andrade is fouled straight back. Glott came unglued on the high heater and was right on it. It's the kind of aggressiveness the Jackets love to see from the patient 20-year-old. Glott in left field today. Montgomery a short lead at first. The 0-1. And it runs in and hits him. Got Glott up around the shoulder. And he goes down quickly. Winston Sawyer walking towards home. Looked like it narrowly avoided getting the helmet of Glott. Up around the top of the shoulder, Glott motions where it got him. And he will take the base. Two on, one out for Roybert Niazoa, bottom of the order, trying to make something happen against Andrade. And for Ryan Andrade, that's just his third hit batsman of the year and first since April 18th. A walk, a fielder's choice, and a hit batsman in this inning have set the tone for Niazoa with one out. First appearance of the series for Roybert. 20-year-old first baseman out of Venezuela. Andrade looks long and hard out to second. Now comes home, and Niazoa swings through the heater. Nearly went down to a knee. Roybert 140 on the season, still getting acclimated to his first chance in single-A ball. Target at the knees from Flewelling. Andrade's 0-1 is popped out behind first base. Mateo in, Hizak out. Mateo calling off everybody, but it's Hizak that makes the play. First baseman gets the catch. Two outs in the inning. Niazoa going after the fastball. high and outside. Not much he could do with that pitch except for what he just did. Two outs. Lakehair Figueroa, the final man to hit. Figueroa 216 on the season. Did not play either of the first two games, but he's been good at taking advantage of his limited opportunities. Andrade looking to strand two. Figueroa scoops it down the right field line, and it will hook foul off the netting above the berm. Figueroa hits in six of his last eight games. He's hitting 216 this year. Snapped a six-game on-base streak last time out by going 0 for 4 against Fayetteville. No balls and a strike. Andrade still in the sunshine. Comes home and misses in the dirt. Good job to smother by Flewelling. Shadows dancing across the ballpark. Home plate and both dugouts in the shade, as well as most of first base and various spots along the right field side due to the trees and the sun setting behind the right field foul pole. Here in downtown Charleston, ballpark coming up on its 30th anniversary. Figueroa 1-1. He swings through a good breaking ball. Slider weaving off the outside corner. And Ryan Andrade is one pitch away from stranding a man in scoring position for the second consecutive inning. Working with a good pace. Two on and two out. The 1-2 count on Lakehair Figueroa. Andrade comes set. Looks out at second and delivers. Figueroa fouls it off. Fastball at 94. The hardest pitch of the day for Ryan Andrade. Lakehair stays in contact. And now he'll get to do it one more time. Montgomery at second, Glad at first, neither of whom run especially well, but both will be off on contact. 1-2. Check swing outside. Did not go. Figueroa stops the bat. Lakehair 17 games in just one walk this year. He's up there to swing. Has struck out just over once per game as well. Fought to even the count at two. Sixth pitch of the at-bat from Ryan Andrade. Is cracked out into left center field. Shin on his horse. He can't get there. It splits the gap. Montgomery will score. Figueroa heads into second. It's an RBI double for Lakehair. Glad stopped at third. Lakehair with his sixth RBI of the season. And the Green Jackets strike first for the second consecutive night. On time for the fastball, and despite the hustle from Shin in left center, he could not get there. Winston Sawyer holding up Glad, content to let John Heal try to bring them both in. Heal doubled his last time up, and Brylaire Guerrero much deeper in center this time. First pitch from Andrade is off the outside corner. A two-out, two-strike RBI double from Lakehair, his first double of the season. Now has two extra base hits, and both have brought home runs. The other was a solo homer. Heal ahead 1-0. Check swing. Stop the bat. There will be no appeal from Nathan Flewelling. Count 2-0. First base is open. Owen carries on deck. He's been the most dangerous hitter Augusta possesses this season. Have to figure Andrade's going to give you something here. 2-0. Inside, called a strike off the corner. About a ball and a half in with the changeup. And Xander Huddleston rewards the miss. That's a big swing in the count. Instead of 3-0, it's 2-1. Gets Andrade a little bit of life. Men at second and third and one already home. Target outside. And Heal rolls it over to third. Perez charging in. Double clutch. He bobbled the ball and has no play. Couldn't get it out of the bright green mitt. The runner scores. It's 2-0. We'll see how that one gets scored. Whether it's an E5 or an infield single. Heal was booking it down the line. And Perez couldn't get it out. Levy Romero, the pitching coach, dashing out to the mound along with Nathan Flewelling. Looks like John Heal is going to be gifted an infield single for that and an RBI. And with him being arguably the fastest man on the team, although Isaiah Drake would have something to say about that, it seems as though that would have played a role. Would have been tough for him to make that play, even if Perez did not have difficulty getting it out of the glove. Owen Carey's the seventh batter of the inning. Men at the corners and two outs, and we'll see how long John Heal stays at first. Heal one for one stealing this week. Not going, and the first pitch changeup is outside. It is confirmed as an infield single, Heal's 18th RBI of the year. Carey grounded out to second last time up. Fastball popped straight back. It was a hard hit grounder up the middle for Owen Carey, but a nice backhanded play from Ricardo Gonzalez took away the chance. And all of a sudden, Andrade has had a very long inning. 25 pitches and counting with two outs. Long pause on the 1-1. And finally a pickover. He is safe. Quick move from Andrade. And he'll just barely back in. 33 for 42 stealing this year. There's a ball on the field. And time is called. See that a lot back at home with both bullpens on the field of play. All you have to do is miss your target once. Bryce Schaefer is throwing in the pen, the lefty. 1-1 on Owen Carey. Runner on the move, pitches way outside. Flewelling's throw is on target, and he got Heal by half a step. Slide step and a perfect pitch to throw on. Heal's caught for the first time this week, but the Green Jackets score two. With two outs.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My refund branches!
And dancing in its refund ring. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Owen Hackman's got a two-run lead to work with early on. Stranded two in the first, and it's now 2-0 Green Jackets. Two-out RBIs from Lake Hare Figueroa and John Heal. Ricardo Gonzalez leads off. Hackman 25 pitches in that first inning. So Hack would like to be a bit more efficient here in inning number two. Did have two strikeouts to go along with the two hits allowed. Gonzalez, a switch-hitting second baseman, around from the left side now. And he takes the first pitch of the frame inside. Slider a bit below the knees as well. Ricardo 2-for-6 with a walk and an RBI in two games played. 1-0 is flared down the left field line, foul. Arm side, fastball. Hackman generally settles in well after his first inning. That's what he's looking to do here. 1-1 on Ricardo Gonzalez. Change up off the corner. Gonzalez will be followed up by two righties in Wu Shin and Jeter Garcia. So if Hackman plays his cards right, this is the only lefty he'll face. Fastball on the corner, two balls, two strikes. Pack 90 to 92. He's up to 93 in the first couple pitches of the game. Infield very much to the pull side. Inside, ball three, up around the jersey of the second baseman. Hackman tried to run it back in off the front hip to no avail. Full count for Ricardo Gonzalez. Chokes up on the bat and whacks this one back up the middle for a leadoff single. Leadoff man has reached in both innings via the single for the Boyle Peanuts. Green Jackets scored two, but had a caught stealing end the frame. Nathan Flewelling threw out John Heal. Flewelling now 22 of 70 in terms of runners. The batter is Wu Shin, who loves hitting against Augusta. Two of his three homers this year came at SRP Park. He was 1-for-2 on Tuesday. Hackham out of the stretch, misses low and away. Shin walk, single, strikeout in the series opener. Hit his first career grand slam last week in Carolina. Gonzalez a bit of a big lead. Hackman notices and picks over, not in time. Ricardo's 11 of 15 swiping the bases. Charleston looking to answer after giving up two in the top of the second. 1-0 from Hackman. Is driven on a line out to deep right field. Owen Carey going back, and he will make the catch at the warning track. Shin found the barrel, went to the backside, and with not much wind at the moment, it got a bit closer to that wall than you might have expected. But it takes a lot to go out over right field here at the Joe. 337 to the right field line, and it continues to deepen after that. One on, one out. This is Jeter Garcia, who was 0-for-2 with a hit-by-pitch yesterday. Gonzalez not moving, and Garcia takes ball one. Jeter is 1 of 27 this season. That one hit was an RBI single against Kannapolis at the end of May. Hackman picks over, and Gonzalez in without a tag. Now, Jeter Garcia was swinging the bat very well in the FCL before he was called up. Small sample size, but he was up over 400. 1-0 is on the outside corner. Good fastball. Garcia played 11 games with the FCL Rays, went 11 for 35 with 8 walks and just 2 strikeouts. Trying to find the rhythm at the plate here in single-A ball. 1-1. Slider spun back, a big swing from Garcia. He went stumbling into the opposite batter's box on the rebound. Advantage Hackman, 1-2. Gonzalez has been trying to time up Hackman, who is not all that quick to the plate. Shuffles a bit further off, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, down on the high heat. Third strikeout for Hackman. And he brings up the nine-man Jose Perez. Perez, 2 walks and a ground out on Tuesday. Night off yesterday, and he returns to the lineup. Manager Sean Smedley continues to cycle his three-man bench in and out. Perez, 1 of 2 switch hitters in the order. And he pops the first pitch he sees down the third baseline into no man's land. Figueroa slides. He can't make the catch. Throw into third is wild, and it will not get the runner Gonzalez, who tried to advance. Vlad was playing deep. Figueroa away from the line. It's a bloop base hit for Perez, and he ends up at second. Misfortune for Hackman. He got the soft contact, but it finds a hole for Perez's first hit of the series. And Elvin Nina goes out before Narciso Polanco steps in. It is a double rather than a single and an advancement on the throw, because Perez was already heading to second when the toss went wide of John Heal. A good throw from either Figueroa or Glad to third base likely gets Gonzalez, who got a late break around second. But Heal had to dive away from foul territory to keep that ball in front of him. And that did not enable him to put a tag on. Tying run in scoring position with two outs in the early goings. Narciso Polanco began the day with a single and was retired on a fielder's choice. Hackman not able to get out of the frame in less than 13 pitches. First pitch slider cracked out to right field. Owen Carey is there, and he will make the catch. One pitch and one out to leave two aboard. Whatever Elvin Nina said, it clearly worked. Jackets in front by two after two at the Joe.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And, of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Owen Carey, Isaiah Drake, and Colby Jones due up in the top of the third. Green Jackets scored two last inning off of Ryan Andrade. Left one man aboard and ended the inning with a caught stealing. Owen Carey was at bat when Heel was caught, and so naturally he gets a fresh count to begin the frame. Andrade, 40 pitches, over 60% strikes. Did have a walk and a hit-by-pitch in that inning, and both came around to score. First pitch to Carey is just below the knees. Fastball presented well by Flewelling, but Huddleston says no. Carey, powerful lefty out of New Hampshire. Big swing, and he pops it up behind second base. Off the end of the bat, Polanco will make the catch. Leadoff man retired for the first time by Ryan Andrade. Gives Isaiah Drake an opportunity. One out and nobody on. Drake struck out swinging his last time up. First pitch outside, 1-0. Isaiah, three hits, three steals yesterday and a walk. Good second day at the yard. Pulls this one on the ground to first. Hyzak to a knee, flips to the pitcher, and he's out on a bang-bang play. Hyzak would have been better off to take that himself. It looked like Ryan Andrade was decelerating, then he had to revamp on the gas. And he's lucky that he got the call from Byron Matos, because that was as close as it comes to Isaiah Drake beating it out on what would have been a truly boneheaded mistake. Colby Jones trying to avoid the 1-2-3 inning. Andrade working quickly, ball one. After 25 pitches last inning, Andrade has not needed much to get through the start of the third. Fastball low. Five pitches, three strikes in this inning. Colby grounded out last time. Still looking for the first hit in three games here in Charleston. 2-0 from Andrade on the outside corner with the slider. Blue skies trying to break out for the first time this week. Been a heavy dosage of clouds in the Holy City. Andrade from the windup, and it's in the dirt. Between the wickets of the catcher, Flewelling, 3-1. Few showers early this morning, but the field fine as it so often is here in Charleston. Colby ahead 3-1 And he cracks this one out to center field. Rylair Guerrero drifting backwards, and he will make the play. Jones just missed the high fastball, and Augusta goes down in order. Green Jackets 2, Boiled Peanuts 0. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Augusta and Charleston, each with a win in the first two games of the series. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. We appreciate you wherever you're tuned in, even if you just have us on in the background. Still nice to have you along. Green Jackets up 2-0. Looking to take 2 out of 3 and 1 out of 1 from the Charleston Boiled Peanuts. First time we've seen that alternate identity. And it's a work in progress. Brylair Guerrero leading off. Reached on a fielder's choice last time up. First pitch swinging. Line drive out to right field. And Owen Carey makes the catch. Two steps out, two steps in. Finalized right where he started. And that's a very auspicious beginning for Owen Hackman. It was hit hard, but one pitch, one out is the kind of efficiency that he has been missing. We were supposed to see Samuel Mejia yesterday as a piggyback arm. He did not end up throwing. Has been penciled in behind Hackman today, so we'll see how much Hack can give. Connor Hyzak digs in the righty box and takes the slider off the corner. Handful of hard hit balls for Charleston. Two hits in each of the first two innings. Hyzak ahead 1-0, and he waves through the slider. It was a center cut slider that Hyzak deposited in front of Douglas Glaude and left for the second and final hit of the first, before Hackman punched out Flewelling and Mateo to keep it scoreless. 1-1, back to the slider, softly rolled to short. John Heal charges in, and one step onto the grass, he makes the out. Two up, two down. Hackman has retired 5 of his last 6 hitters. And now 19-year-old catcher Nathan Flewelling will try to solve Hackman. Flewelling struck out looking his first time up, put together a good battle, and then got completely paralyzed on a fastball down the middle. See where Hackman goes first. Target outside. It is a fastball, and it's popped out into medium deep right center field. Owen Carey to his right, Drake to his left, and it's Carey for the catch. A quickly played 1-2-3 third on both sides. Both pitchers settling in. Jackets up by 2.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Ryan Andrade, 3 innings, 3 hits, and 2 runs. He heads back out, tied for the second highest innings of any pitcher on Charleston's roster, and Charleston has the most innings from their starters of any team in single-A baseball. Bullpen for the River Dogs has been very strong, and it's been small and infrequent doses for the last couple weeks. Mason Guerra leads off for the second time. Walk to start off the second. First pitch is cranked out to deep left field. Shin going back, and it's off the wall for extra bases. Guerra hustling into second. Got a first pitch fastball and did not miss it. It's a leadoff double. Fastball above the zone at 92. It didn't matter. Guerra up there hunting for it. 108 off the bat, and the Jackets have their second extra base hit of the evening. At a certain point, you're going to stop throwing Mason Guerra fastballs, because every time he sees one, it seems to be a strong result, especially against Charleston. Guerra now 3 for 8 this week. Here's Nick Montgomery. Reached on a fielder's choice last time up. Montgomery takes strike one at the knees. Nick's 1 for 8 this week. He was 1 for 12 last week, but both of those two hits have been home runs. Has 5, second most on the team. Andrade at the belt, 0-1, misses below the knees, went to the changeup, and did not get Montgomery to expand the zone. A 2-0 lead, nice in the early going, but if you're the Green Jackets, you'd love to tack on and make it insurmountable for Charleston in the early aughts. Andrade comes home, Montgomery slices it down the left field line, and foul out towards the Green Jacket bullpen. Dropped the barrel on the splitter. It was nearly an identical pitch to the one Angel Mateo sent out of the yard off of Seth Keller last night. This one Montgomery a bit further in front of, but equally as hard hit. Nathan Flewelling motioning for the starter to step off the mound, and that's what Andrade does. Pitch clock was getting close to zero. Leadoff man at second. 1-2 on Montgomery with nobody out. Andrade comes home, and it's outside. First base is open. Douglas Glaude is on deck. It was the bottom of the order that made things happen for the two-run second. Montgomery, Glaude, and the rest trying to do the same in the wake of Mason Guerra getting on for the second time. 2 balls and 2 strikes on the young catcher. Slider outside, called strike 3 by Xander Huddleston. Half ball off the outside corner. The zone for Xander has been a bit bigger today than it was on Tuesday. Flewelling learning how to frame within the confines of the rookie umpire. And it's the second strikeout of the day for Ryan Andrade. Matches what he put up in 4 innings against Augusta at SRP Park 3 weeks ago. In that contest, Andrade 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned in 4 innings. 1 on, 1 out for Douglas Glaude, who was hit by a pitch his last time up. First pitch from Andrade is fouled back. High fastball, and just as Guerra did, Glaude going right after it, puts it the wrong direction is all. Glaude 1 for 4 this week, second start for the former top prospect. First year with the Green Jackets. Andrade, tan glove at the belt, long look out at second. Now the 0-1, and it's below the knees. for whatever reason, Mason Guerra and Luis Sanchez have drawn a ton of attention from Charleston whenever they're on the bases this week. Neither has attempted a steal this year, but you get extra long holds and a couple extra looks as well. Double check at second, the 1-1. Glad a check swing, and he went around, says the field umpire Byron Matos. Second time a close call has been appealed to Matos and gone in favor of the home team. Glad now behind 1-2, looking to not squander the leadoff double. Andrade kicks and delivers, and Glad goes down swinging. High fastball, Douglas was underneath it. Back-to-back K's after Guerra began the inning with a two-bagger on the first pitch. Was about 5 feet shy of going out to the deepest part of left center field. Hit about a quarter of the way up on the Segura sign. Roybert Niazoa will try to keep the inning going. 0-for-1 with a pop-up. First pitch on the ground, past the third baseman Perez and into left field. Guerra gets the wave around. He'll score without a play, and it's a two-out RBI for Roybert Niazoa. Neo's third RBI of the season, all of them have come against the River Dogs. And all three have come with two outs, just as all three Augusta runs have today. Second time through the order, the Green Jackets are hunting fastballs against Ryan Andrade, who has been predominantly with the heater so far. Lakehare Figueroa, an RBI double last time up, and now he looks for more. First pitch slider outside. Figueroa motioned that it was away before the call came from Xander Huddleston. And to his credit, Figgy was correct. Over 60 pitches for Andrade. 1-0 on Lakehare. Rolled softly back up the middle. Gonzalez crosses the bag, throws low, and it's dug out by Hyzak for the final out of the frame. Two-out knock from Roybert Niazoa gives the Green Jackets a three-run lead with Hackman back out for his fourth inning.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Owen Hackman needed six pitches to get through the bottom of the third, and his offense rewarded him by giving him an extra run of insurance. Green Jackets up 3-0 on the Charleston Boiled Peanuts, and Charleston's got 5, 6, and 7 due up in the bottom of the fourth. Angel Mateo struck out swinging in his only AB so far. 3 runs, 5 hits for Augusta, no runs, 4 hits for Charleston. First pitch of the inning is chased off the outer edge by Mateo. Angel 272, 35 RBIs, both of which lead the River Dog roster. Hackman's 0-1 is a bit too far off the corner. Could not get Mateo to expand on back-to-back pitches. A lot of power from the right side, especially to the pull side. 1-1 is up and in. Mateo with the pinch hit shot last night, and he continues to hit the ball well at home. One of the few on this roster with better splits here. 2-1 is golfed out into shallow left field. Glotta slide, and it is no catch. Home plate umpire Xander Huddleston hopping out from behind the plate and saying that Glad trapped it rather than catching it on the fly. Nearly a web gem from Douglas. Instead, it's a leadoff single for Mateo. Mateo going down and getting the splitter. Here's Ricardo Gonzalez. Gonzalez takes it high and tight. Ricardo singled his first time up, ended up stranded at third in the second. Hackman has left four on in his first three innings. Short lead at first. Hackman delivers, and it's in on the hands, fouled away. Near sellout crowd here at Joseph P. Riley Park. Charleston's famous Dollar Beer Night every Thirsty Thursday brings the crowd out in waves, and they're enjoying the Green Jackets baseball. If not the home side, 1-1, just below the knees on the splitter. Augusta and Charleston have been 1-2 in attendance in each of the last three seasons. Right now, Augusta a narrow lead in that category. 2-1 from Hackman is driven out to center field. Off the end of the bat, Isaiah Drake will make the play. Runner tagged at first, but had no chance to advance. One on, one out for Wu Shin. Lined out to right field his first time up. One of a series of hard hit outs against Hackman in his first 10 set down. Shin out of Miami-Dade Community College, 15th round pick 2 years ago. Takes a slider outside. Originally born in Seoul, South Korea, it always helps to have players that speak multiple languages on the roster. Shin is trilingual, English, Spanish, and Korean, fluent in all three. 1-0 slider just below the knees for ball two. Saw that from now Rome Emperor Adam Meyer last year, who knew English, Spanish, and French. He became the unofficial team translator in 2024. 2-0 to Shin. Slider right down the middle, and Wu can't pull the trigger. Shin did overlap with former Green Jacket and current Emperor Will Silva at Miami-Dade College before they both turned pro in the late rounds. Hackman picks over, and Mateo's back in. Angel 10 steals on the year. Charleston has not attempted a steal tonight after Montgomery caught one out of two on Tuesday. Shin still ahead, 2-1 with one on and one out. Black glove at the belt, Hackman delivers, and the high fastball is popped away. It's been a concerted effort from Owen Hackman along with pitching coach Elvin Nina over the last month or so. Force that fastball up at the letters or above. Hackman gets good carry out of the hand, and the fastball's at its best at the top of the zone. 2-2 on Shin. Long pause in the pitch. Rolled foul towards third. Emergency swing on a low cut slider. Hackman has been up to six innings this year, and although the first couple frames weren't especially short, he's still at less than 60 pitches through 3 1/3. Sixth pitch of the at bat coming from Hackman. On the ground sharply to third, Figueroa knocks it down, goes to second for one, Jones to first, double play. Byron Matos, the field umpire, hesitated on the call, but he punches out Shin, and it's a 5-4-3 inning-ending double play for the Augusta Green Jackets.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Having one healthcare system means more. more personalized care for your whole health, more compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it, and more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar Healthcare System. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
Ryan Andrade returns for the top of inning number five, so he's already got a longer outing than he did against the Green Jackets in North Augusta. But there is some action in the bullpen. Charleston had Ryan Schaefer up in the second inning. Bryce Schaefer, beg your pardon. And it looks like he's stretching once again. John Heel thinking about bunting to start the inning. Takes a called strike on the high slider. Heel has doubled and singled, 2-for-2 with an RBI. Andrade out of the windup. Slider pokes back up the middle. Snared by Gonzalez to the left of the second base bag. And he spins and throws for the first out. First time Heel's retired today. Andrade has gotten the leadoff hitter twice in five tries. And we told you Andrade has gone up to 92 pitches. That was last time out against Carolina. Only at 64 through 4 1/3. First pitch to Owen Carey below the knees. Carey 0-for-2, ground out in a pop-up. If Andrade can make short work of the fifth, he'll guarantee himself at least one more inning. 1-0. Carey pops it up into shallow center field. Brailer Guerrero charging in, and he makes the catch. Two outs on four pitches for Ryan Andrade. This broadcast brought to you in part by TaxSlayer and the Augusta Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Two up, two down. Isaiah Drake trying to avoid what would be just the second 1-2-3 inning in five tries for Ryan Andrade. Isaiah also 0-for-2. Takes a first pitch changeup outside. Strikeout, ground out for Drake, one of two lefties in the lineup. Only two left-handed hitters on the roster. 1-0 outside once again. Back-to-back changeups missing away. Eric Hartman on the injured list. He was one of the prominent lefties, and Carlos Monteverde sent down a few weeks ago. 2-0 to Isaiah. High ball three. Jackets have gotten some good news on the injury front over the last couple days. Elio Campos, who got hurt on opening day, started his rehab assignment 2 days ago. Luis Guanipa, a top 15 prospect, started tonight. And Drake takes it inside. Four-pitch walk for Drake. He's on for the first time. Guanipa got hit in the hand on Sunday, April 6th. Has not played since. And so naturally, first at bat in the FCL this morning, he got hit once again. Guanipa, two walks and a hit by pitch today. Campos went 2-for-4. Jackets getting closer to full health. Here's Colby Jones. First pitch swinging, rips it through the left side, base hit. First hit of the series for Colby. And the Jackets continue to do their damage with two outs. Back-to-back two-out base runners. And it's the two fastest men in this part of the order, Drake and Jones. Now anything to the gap should make it a 5-0 game. Augusta leading Charleston 3-0 with two outs in the top of the fifth, trying to chase Andrade and get to the bullpen. Mason Guerra doubled on the first pitch he saw last time up. Center fielder Guerrero over towards left center. Andrade's first pitch slider is golfed away. Good time to go to with the breaking ball. Guerra much more aggressive early in counts today. It paid off last time up. See if he even gets a chance to see a fastball from Andrade. Even with two outs, watch out for the steal. Drake at second, Jones at first. The 0-1 is inside. That was the splitter. Andrade does have a curveball, but we've seen almost none of it today. Almost every breaking ball has been the slider, and he's used the splitter a good deal, with more and more coming to righties as it goes along. 1-1 on Guerra. Pops it out into right field. Just missed it. Mateo drifting back. He's in front of the warning track and makes the catch. Guerra a bit underneath the slider. Still hit it hard, but did not get it flattened out. Green Jackets leave two on base and halfway home. Augusta up 3-0.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Owen Hackman back out for the bottom of the fifth. He'll start with Jeter Garcia, Perez and Polanco behind him. Righty, switch hitter, lefty, one of all three types for the Boyle Peanuts and third-year skipper Sean Smedley. Garcia, the third and most recent strikeout victim against Hackman. First pitch of the fifth is high and inside. Crowd still alive and buzzing in towards the sunset hours along the Charleston Harbor. 1-0 slider is cued foul straight backwards. Showers early in the morning giving way to a gorgeous night for baseball. Green Jackets and River Dogs have gotten lucky the last couple nights. 1-1. Slider misses up and inside. Still no action in either pen. Starters working deep into the contest. That pitch was Hackman's 60th of the night. 2-1. High fastball and Garcia goes chasing up at his eyes. Jeter could not lay off. Hackman has retired the leadoff hitter just once in four tries. 2-2 to Garcia. Fouled away. Doubled up on the high heater. There are eight teams out of the 12 in this league that are still mathematically eligible for the playoffs with seven games to go in the first half. Another 2-2, another foul ball straight back. Green Jackets a game behind Kannapolis for first in the Southern Division. Kannapolis and Columbia had a rain delay and they're scoreless after the first, just got going. Seventh pitch coming to Garcia and he goes down on the slider. Three straight fastballs, and then Hackman breaks out the bender, and he's got his fourth K of the night. In steps Jose Perez, who had a bloop double last time. Green Jackets are a half game ahead of Hickory. The Crawdads are behind on last place Myrtle Beach, 2-1 in the sixth inning. Lot of game left to go at Pelicans Ballpark. Perez from the left side takes ball one. And congratulations in order to Myrtle Beach this week. Myrtle Beach City Council finally was able to lock down a 30-year lease agreement for Pelicans Ballpark, which means Myrtle Beach will be staying in Myrtle. High fastball, 1-1, or beg your pardon, 2-0. There was talk that if that deal did not go through, the Pelicans would need to find a new home. Wilmington, North Carolina, and a couple other spots were circling. But Myrtle Beach has had baseball since 1999. Longtime Braves affiliate now with the Cubs. 2-0 to Perez. He's swung through and missed. Good off-speed. And quite frankly, Pelicans Ballpark should be preserved as a historical landmark just for its role in Eastbound and Down. That's enough of a cultural impact itself. 2-1 below the knees on the slider. Up in the North Division, Lynchburg is red hot, and they keep going. Winners of 9 out of 12. They're in first place by a game, and they're beating Carolina 6-1. 3-1 to Perez. Inside ball 4. First walk allowed by Owen Hackman. Charleston has now had at least one base runner in 4 out of 5 innings, and the 9-hitter has been on twice. Never want to let the bottom of the order off the hook. Jackets struggled with that yesterday and paid the price. Back to the top for Narciso Polanco, who's 1-for-2. One on, one out in the fifth. Polanco takes inside. Misses getting a bit more extreme for Hackman as he gets up over 70 pitches. Nick Montgomery will go out to talk with his starter. Lynchburg and Carolina are battling tooth and nail for first, and Carolina is doing everything they can to give away the massive lead they had in the division in May. Fayetteville is still mathematically in. 4 games back with 7 to go is all but impossible, and they're scoreless in the third against the Fred Nats. The other game in the North, Salem up 2-1 on the Delmarva Shorebirds. 1-0 on Polanco, and he takes it on the outside corner. Narciso in the leadoff spot. Due to the fact that Theo Gillen is getting a day off, Gillen usually gets 1 per week. 18-year-old first rounder out of the Texas prep ranks. 1-1. Fastball hit high and deep out to left field. Going back is Carey. He's at the wall and now takes 2 steps in for the catch. Another long out from Narciso Polanco. But as we have emphasized, this is not an easy place to leave, especially for lefties. Kind of the opposite of SRP Park in that way. 2 outs and Perez at first for Brailer Guerrero, who's 0-for-2. He lined out sharply to carry his last time up. Top 10 prospect in Tampa Bay's system takes a first pitch fastball at the thighs. Samuel Mejia is now up in the pen for Augusta. Hackman at 74 pitches, trying to get at least through 5. No balls and a strike, a long pause at the belt, and the fastball is floated down the left field line. Hackman has gone up to 85 pitches twice. Both of those times he went 6 innings. If you can get 5 from Hackman and have him leave with a lead, you feel great about what he gave you, especially with Mejia behind him. Guerrero down 0-2. Here comes Hackman. Rope down the right field line. Foul ball. About a step into foul territory towards the River Dog bullpen. And because Carey had been playing towards the gap, that could have been trouble had it worked its way into the corner. Perez is more quick than he is fast, the runner at first, but he still does move well and would have likely scooted all the way around the bases. Two strikes and 2 outs. Augusta up 3-0 in the fifth. Hackman looking for 5 scoreless. Here he comes. High ball 1. Overthrown at the eye line. Infield plays Guerrero to pull. Outfield deep in center and right. Glad playing a bit shallow. The 1-2. Outside. That evens the count. Back-to-back misses at 93 with the fastball. That's as high up on the velocity as Hackman has been today. Two-two with 2 outs. Broken back grounder to the left side. Heel circles, double clutches, fires to first, and gets the out. Owen Hackman with 5 scoreless innings on the road. His best start since April. Has the Jackets in business. 3-0.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet.
Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Ryan Andrade, innings eater that he is looking to go through six for another quality start. Five innings, three runs, six hits for Augusta, and Nick Montgomery will lead off the inning. Andrade only 74 pitches, so he could certainly get through this inning unless he runs into significant trouble. Montgomery has struck out and reached on a fielder's choice. First pitch swinging, he whiffs on the slider. It was Schaefer up in the pen earlier today. Nobody's up right now. 0-1 is below the knees on the fastball at 92. Not a lot of change in the velocity for Andrade, still sitting in the low nines. 1-1 home, inside, and it nearly got a piece of Montgomery up around the jawline. If anything, it got a piece of the catcher's mitt, but it was beyond the reach of Fluelling and to the backstop. Montgomery ahead 2-1. Whacks the slider down the right field line. Mateo chasing over to the corner, and he runs out of room. It's up into the berm in foul territory. Montgomery going with the slider, and it just kept fading and fading until it ended up in the seats. Montgomery will use his timeout before the 2-2. Makes it so he does not have to rush. Pitch clock resets. Andrade waiting on the rubber. Glove at the eyes. He comes home with the 2-2. Montgomery serves it down the third baseline, foul, and a nice snag made by Samuel Mejia in the bullpen. Was in the middle of warming up, stopped to make the catch, and then went back to throwing. Owen Hackman got the handshake in the dugout. His night is all but officially finished. Another 2-2 and another foul ball. Montgomery attacking on the outside corner. A welcome home of sorts for Samuel Mejia, who spent all of last year with the River Dogs, calling the Joe his home park. Still 2-2. Fastball outside, called strike three by Xander Huddleston. Good frame from Fluelling. Fourth strikeout of the night through 5 1/3 for Ryan Andrade, and he gets his leadoff man for the second straight inning. Douglas Glaw yet to put something in play. A K and a hit by pitch. First pitch from Andrade. Check swing, called a strike anyway. Mejia has been Augusta's most consistent long man, and he'll try to do that once again. 0-1, way outside. Never threatened the zone for Glaw. Ton of power for Douglas if he taps into it. Trying to attack on those fastballs more and more. The 1-1 slider served out into right field. Mateo drifting back, and he will make the catch. Two up, two down in the sixth. Good time to go to the slider. Glaude caught a barrel, but it was a one-handed swing because he started so early, trying to be ready for the fastball. Schaefer's now up in the pen with two outs. Roybert Niazoa, 1-for-2. RBI single his last time up. made the score of the 3-0 tally we have right now. First pitch fastball spiked in the dirt, 1-0. Andrade looking for another quality start. Would be his fifth of the season. Most on the team, 1-0. Rolled towards shortstop. Polanco makes the snare, goes to first, and it's a 1-2-3 likely finish to the night. Solid outing for Andrade, but he's on the wrong side of the deficit. Green Jackets going to the bullpen when we come back on the Green Jacket Radio Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening. At SRP, all loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. We've got a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen to begin the bottom of the sixth. 22-year-old Samuel Mejia makes his 11th appearance of the year, 7th out of the bullpen. 3-3 with a save and a 4.17 ERA. After a year and a half in Charleston, he heads up to Augusta, first year with the Braves organization. Connor Hyzak leading off for Charleston, 3-0 Green Jackets. Mejia out of the windup, first pitch fastball is speared backwards. Fastball slider change for Mejia, whose worst outing of the year came against these River Dogs. Got a start and allowed 6 runs in 2 1/3. 0-1 to Hyzak, and he chases the high heat, 0-2. Mejia in that ball game gave up 2 homers and 4 walks on 5 hits. Ball was flying, and in that third, Samuel's command just fall apart. 4 consecutive walks to bring his day to an early conclusion. Trying to bounce back here. 0-2 on Connor Hyzak to start off the sixth. Mejia to the windup. Slider in on the hands and did not get a piece of Hyzak. Connor Hyzak likes to stand close to the dish. He backs up a bit further here. 1-2, low to even the count. That was a changeup. Hyzak, a single and a ground out, has gone to the pole side twice. And there's a different arm now throwing in the pen. It's a right-hander for Charleston. Can't quite tell who it is. 2-2 on the first hitter of the inning. Inside ball 3. Another fastball around the jaw of Connor Hyzak. Mejia trying to find it. From 0-2 all the way to 3-2. He's allowed Hyzak back into the count. Target low and outside. Slider, check swing, appeal to first, he didn't go. And it's a leadoff walk for Connor Hyzak. Not what Mejia had in mind. Now he's out of the stretch for Nathan Flewelling. Flewelling a strikeout and a flyout. Charleston trying to do something strong against the bullpen once again, just as they did yesterday. Fastball out, 1-0. Mejia, just 8 walks this year, counting that one, and now 5 of them have come against the same team. Flewelling ahead, 1-0, and it's popped out of play. You wonder if there was just a little bit too much energy from Samuel Mejia, the concept of the revenge game against the team that let him go in the Rule 5 draft and the organization that he was with for so long. Perhaps just a bit too overjuiced. Hizak on the move. Fastball outside. Low throw from Montgomery. Not in time. Connor Hizak with his 13th steal of the year. Mejia's very deliberate to the plate. Good time to put the man in motion. And Charleston has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. 6 of 9 out of the zone for Samuel Mejia. 2-1 on Fluelling. Looks out to second and steps off. Heel came sprinting in like he wanted the timed pickoff play. Mejia did not oblige. 2-1. Way outside, ball three. Bullpen has thinned considerably. Winston Sawyer still trying to figure out who his prime options are going to be. Mejia has been that, but he does not have it early. In danger of back-to-back walks to start the night. 3-1, ball four. Walks Hizak, walks Fluelling, and the tying run is at the plate. Elvin Nina going out with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Pitching coach hustling to speak with Mejia. And again, Samuel was originally expected to throw yesterday. There was a general soreness that he was feeling. And that was part of why we did not get to see him on the mound. Jackets went to Shoemaker, Keller, and Sanchez. And they combined to allow 6 runs and the loss. Xander Huddleston will come out to break up the meeting on the mound. And whether it's as a starter or as a reliever, more noticeably as a starter, Samuel has been a bit of a slow beginner. His first inning is generally his worst. 2 walks, and now Mateo, the tying run, will step in. And he gets a warning from Xander Huddleston before the first pitch. He was not in the batter's box with his back foot. As deep as you can get. Mateo right on right. Fastball in on the hands, fouled away. Go ahead, 3-run homer in the bottom of the eighth for Angel Mateo yesterday. Today he has singled and struck out. Owen Hackman gave you 5 scoreless. Immediately in jeopardy with Mejia. Nothing and one on Mateo. And he chases below the zone. Good time for the off-speed. Change up from Samuel Mejia right on right. Seen less of the slider than we usually do early. Mejia has Mateo right where he wants him. 2 on, nobody out, but an 0-2 count. And Mejia steps off. Looking to get on the same page with Montgomery. Big lead at both bases. Samuel Green, glove at the belt, the 0-2. Slider fouled away. Mateo going down and scooping that out. Hizak at second, Fluelling at first. Hizak runs well. Infield looking for a potential double play based on where they line up. Turned one already today. Still 0-2, target at the knees. And it's in the dirt, ball one. Third straight changeup. And Montgomery's going to hustle out to the mound for another visit. A little bit too long for it to be signs exclusively, perhaps, trying to make sure they get right with a man at second. Need some length out of Mejia. And this inning has been the wrong kind of long. Fifteen pitches, no outs for Samuel Mejia. Has Angel Mateo behind 1-2. Mejia's at the set, looks out at second, comes home, and it's poked into right field, base hit. Around third comes Hizak, carry up throwing, it will be cut off, and there is no play at the plate. RBI single as Angel Mateo comes up again. Fastball right down the middle. Deja vu all over again. Starter leaves and the Green Jackets begin to fall apart. Tying run on base with nobody out for Ricardo Gonzalez. Got ahead 0-2 and then put the fastball in the wrong spot. Gonzalez has singled and flown out. Men at the corners. Mateo now's got 35 RBIs on the year. First pitch in the dirt, ball one. That was a slider, and Montgomery is hobbling. Didn't catch it cleanly, and it looked like it got him in the thigh. It may not be the worst possible start Mejia could have imagined, but it's decently close. Two walks and then a single, one run already home. If Mejia doesn't go, it would either be Trent Buchanan or Jackson Danley. Gonzalez ahead 1-0. Ricardo thought about the bunt, and he takes strike one. Flash the hands. That was a ball and a half below the zone, and Montgomery frames it for a strike. Figueroa in at third. Niazoa holding Mateo on. Middle is back. Double play depth. Runner breaks from first. Ground ball through the left side. Base hit. Hit and run works to perfection. Drake collides with Glaude. Glaude ran him over. And Mateo will score. The bad news bullpen strikes again. It's 3-3. Chaos and calamity. Bad to worse it goes. We're tied. Isaiah Drake was there and ready to come up throwing to third. Douglas Glaude about lowered the shoulder. Knocked him over. And things going from worse to beyond that. They've already gone from bad to worse. Wu Shin takes strike one. 3-3 game. Hackman no longer has a chance for the W. And once again, the bullpen has blown the lead. That's the seventh time in the last nine games. Slider fouled back 0-2. Each of the first four hitters have reached the go-ahead run in scoring position with nobody out. 0-2 from Mejia, and he gets Gonzalez on the changeup. Strikeout for the first out of the inning. One on, one out for Jeter Garcia. He's got two Ks. It's a single and an E8 is the call. Isaiah's third of the season. And now the Jackets have a man up in the pen. First pitch to Garcia from Sammy Mejia is poked into right field, and that's down for a base hit. Carry over to cut it off. Throw into the cutoff man. River Dogs in front. Slider right in the center of the zone. Garcia has not swung the bat well at all this year, but he can hit one right there. Four unanswered in the inning with just one out. Just an absolutely miserable start to the sixth. Three hits, two walks, four runs. Jose Perez, first pitch swinging, it's a foul ball. This team that was so rock solid late in the game for the first 2 months of this season, as soon as the calendar flipped to June, has begun to invent new ways to give up the advantage. Nothing and one to Perez. Hard hit and foul towards the Charleston dugout. Perez, the seventh hitter of the inning, There's still just one out, and Mejia's at 25 pitches. Green Jackets will have to make something happen against a bullpen that's been lights out. 0-2 outside. Mejia has now given up against his former team 10 runs in 2 2/3. One, two. Mejia, the long pause. Fastball low and in. Looks like Jackson Danily throwing in the pen. Count even on Perez. Mejia looks at first, and it's way outside. Nowhere close. Ball three. Montgomery had to dive to his left to keep that in front. Short lead at first, runner on the move. Payoff in the dirt, ball four. It's the third walk of the inning. Six of seven men have reached against Samuel Mejia. Winston Sawyer only has a finite number of strings he can pull with this limited bullpen. Remember, the Jackets only have 15 pitchers right now. Jacob Gomez and Jacob Krager have been promoted with no corresponding move. So Augusta very thin on arms, and there hasn't been one man that's been able to truly step up. Here's Narciso Polanco. First pitch grounder slowly to third, and that is going to be picked up on the bag. Foul ball is the call. It was right against the line for the majority of its roll. Finally, at the last second, it hopped into foul territory, and they're saying it's a foul ball. Winston Sawyer and Sean Smedley both trying to confirm what's going on. Figueroa grabbed it with 1 foot on the base and 1 foot in foul territory. So Figueroa just confirming where it was, and Winston Sawyer gets the answer from Xander Huddleston. Mejia's at 30 pitches. This is going to be his last batter, all but certainly. Polanco, the eighth hitter of the inning. Four runs and counting. Narciso, 1 for 3. 0-1 from Mejia in the dirt. Changeup after changeup for Samuel Mejia, and he has not had it. Just over 50% in the zone. 1-1 on Narciso Polanco. Way outside, ball two. Two on, one out, and four runs in for Charleston to take the lead. Mejia delivers up and in, ball three. And the miss is getting more and more extreme for Samuel Mejia. Has not had an answer for the lack of command. Walk would load the bases for Brailer Guerrero with a chance to break it open. 3-1. Bouncer to first. Niazoa goes to second for one. Nobody covering first. Mejia didn't get there. Mejia just stood stock still on the mound, and there was no opportunity for the double play. Polanco safe at first on the fielder's choice. Garcia makes it to third as Perez is the second out, and here comes Winston Sawyer. Eight batters, two outs, four runs, and two aboard. A nightmarish outing here at the Joe for Samuel Mejia. His return does not go according to plan, and Jackson Danily will have to bail out this ball club here in the sixth.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia.
Having one healthcare system means more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise from doctors and specialists you trust. With over 400 locations across Georgia, WellStar offers more seamless access to world-class care when and where you need it. And more support at every step of your healthcare journey. Now that Augusta University Health System is WellStar, we've combined the proud legacy of one of Georgia's top teaching hospitals with the advanced expertise and genuine compassion of the WellStar healthcare system. Together, we're delivering more, so you get more of what truly matters. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
The new arm is Jackson Danily. It's a Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Danily's 16th game of the year. He's 2-2, a 5.87 ERA, and has given up runs in each of his last three outings. Multiple runs in all three. Comes on with two on and one out. Brailer Guerrero will be the ninth batter of the inning. Four runs already home against Samuel Mejia, who goes two-thirds of an inning and is responsible for both men on. Jackets had a 3-0 lead. It has evaporated just like that. And Brailer Guerrero calls for time, swatting at his ear like he just got bitten by something. Guerrero is 0-for-3, but he's hit the ball hard three times. Continues to work at the helmet around the right ear flap. There's something in there that is causing him discomfort. Now Guerrero appears to be all right. Danily, 23 Ks, 11 walks in 23 innings. Fastball and sweeper primarily. Facing the lefty, Guerrero. First pitch underneath the barrel at 88. That was the breaking ball from Jackson. Guerrero, with his power, could break this game wide open. Right now, it's just a one-run game, 4-3. Danily, the 0-1. Inside and to the backstop. Runner's going to score on the wild pitch. Bad to worse. Up to second goes Polanco, 5-3. Hooked the slider. Lucky it didn't hit Guerrero. He jumped out of the way, and that allowed the run to come home. One ball, one strike, man in scoring position. Guerrero, 21 RBIs this year. Still looking for his first hit of the week. Danily's 1-1, and he is a mile late on the fastball. Guerrero was unprepared for 94. Danily, 94-96 with that heater. Sweeper in the upper 80s. 1-2 with two outs and a man at second. Danily at the belt comes home. Chop towards first. Niazoa gloves it, and he takes it himself. The Charleston Boiled Peanuts send nine men to the plate and score five of them against Samuel Mejia. They have taken the lead, and they will go to the bullpen. New arm coming in for Charleston when we return.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours. And of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Oh, how the game can change quickly. A five-run barrage off of Mejia by the Charleston River Dogs have flipped Ryan Andrade from a tough luck loser to right now in line for the win. New arm is the righty Jansen Keisel after six innings of three-run ball from Andrade. Keisel has been both a starter and a reliever this year. More out of the rotation, 13th appearance, 5th in the pen. 2-3, a 6.31 ERA. Lakehair Figueroa leads off the 7th and takes strike 1 in close to the body at 93. About a ball off the inside corner, but close enough for Xander Huddleston. Jansen Keisel at the belt, 0-1. Figueroa thought about the bunt, and instead he just took it right down the middle. Green Jackets just look flummoxed on all three sides of the game. Pitching, hitting, and defense. Nothing has been where Augusta wants it to be. Jansen Keisel seeing the Green Jackets for the second time. Ahead 0-2 on Lakehair Figueroa. And it's down, called for a strike 3. A ball below the zone, a ball off the inside corner, and Xander Huddleston's zone continues to get bigger as the night goes along. Up to 96 with a fastball. Keisel will now face John Heel. Jansen's sixth rounder out of Oklahoma State. Right on right, first pitch to Heel. Swings through the slider. Fastball slider, change for Keisel. Not a lot of strikeouts this year, but got some help from the umpire for his first of the night. Heel 2-for-3 with an RBI. Fastball outside to even the count. Against the Green Jackets, Keisel got the start and got just one out. Four walks and two hits, gave up five earned runs in one-third of an inning. 1-1 on John Heel. Keisel from the stretch misses low. Has been a more short inning option, has not gone more than two since that game, and has come exclusively out of the pen since then. 2-1 on the shortstop Heel. Outside ball 3. Darkness has fallen here at the Joe, and with it a cloud over the Green Jacket dugout. Ominous messaging in the 6th. 5-3 Charleston in the 7th. 3-1 to Heel. Big swing, line drive out to center field. Guerrero heading back. A lot of room out there. He makes the play. Hard hit, second out. Owen Carey trying to snap an 0-for-3. Keisel gets away with a 3-1 fastball in the big part of the zone. Green Jackets trying to at least offer some resistance in the 7th. Keep the momentum from snowballing any further after the 5-run 6th. Have the boiled peanuts up by a pair. First pitch to Carey. Outside corner, nothing in one. Keisel continues to work quickly and work out of the stretch. Target at the knees. And it runs in and hits Carey on the hip. Yanked it in towards the body. Slider gets Carey aboard. Two out base runner for the Green Jackets. Second hit by pitch of the evening. Gives Isaiah Drake a chance. He's 0-for-2, but walked last time. All three Augusta runs against the starter Andrade came with two outs. Wind starting to blow a bit further in from right. A little bit stronger on the flags. First pitch coming to Isaiah. And Drake tips it back into the mitt. Took a big swing on 94. It was in close to the body. Drake would have gotten jammed. 5-3 game. Charleston in firm control. Looking to go up 2-1 in this set. Keisel picks over and he throws it down the line into right field. Carey hustling into second. He'll stop there as it hit quickly off the sidewall. But the E1 from Keisel puts Carey in scoring position, and now a base hit could make it a one-run game. Kiesel throwing before he got his feet set. And there was no chance for Hyzak to grab it. That's Kiesel's third error of the year, most by any pitcher on the roster. No balls and a strike on Drake. Outfield a bit more shallow now. Outside, 1-1. A lot of space down the right field line with Angel Mateo playing a bit further towards the gap. Gets something past Hyzak. It's a guaranteed three bases for Isaiah. 1-1 from Kiesel. Fouled away a bit late on the fastball once again. 94 at the letters. Green Jackets with a man in scoring position, trying to bring him home with two outs. Carey wandering off the bag. Kiesel's 1-2. Outside, called strike three by Xander Huddleston. Isaiah goes down looking, and the Green Jackets leave a man aboard for the seventh time tonight. Seven left on for Augusta in seven offensive chances.
Augusta University Health System is now WellStar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia. Which means you get more. More personalized care for your whole health. More compassionate expertise. More seamless access to care at your convenience. Visit wellstar.org/Augusta to learn what more can mean for you. WellStar, more than healthcare, people care.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month. Wow. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet fula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Jackson Danley came on, threw a wild pitch that scored a run, and then got the last out of the sixth. Sixth continues to haunt the Green Jackets. Late in the game has been the problem, day after day, week after week. Bottom of the seventh, Connor Hyzak leading off. Final line for Samuel Mejia, two-thirds of an inning, three hits, three walks, and five runs. Hyzak 1-for-2, walk in a single. Danley out of the stretch to get started. First pitch swing. Big drive from Hyzak out into center field. Isaiah Drake to his right. One pitch, one out. Green Jackets running low on chances, and late game magic in the month of June has not been their forte. The calendar flipped in the way the team is playing did too. Augusta had sole possession of first place on more than one occasion, and now just trying to keep pace in the talented South Division. Nathan Flewelling steps in. Also first pitch swinging. A roller to first. Niazoa has it. That's two pitches and two outs for Jackson Danley. Not a bad start here in the seventh for Jackson. Here's Angel Mateo, and there's got to be a stop sign on here. You just feel like you can't get three pitches and three outs. Mateo's 2-for-3. RBI single his last time up. First pitch low and inside. Mateo was taking. Danley could not take advantage. Now Angel ready to go. Ahead one ball and no strikes. Right on right for Danley. Fastball in on the hands and punched out of play. There's another righty throwing in the pen for Charleston. Kiesel went one inning, a hit by pitch and two strikeouts. Other than the fact that it's a righty, we do not know who it is. Danley out of the stretch. High ball two. Nothing but fastballs this inning from Jackson. He has been using the heater more and more as the season goes along. Hitters count for Angel Mateo. And he chases the slider off the outside corner. When you're fastball dependent, that's how you can get those type of swings. That was nowhere close, but Mateo still expands the zone. Two balls, two strikes, and the target outside. Danley kicks and deals. Strike three swinging. Back-to-back breaking balls. And the Dogs go down quietly in the seventh. Green Jackets trying to make some noise of their own, down 5-3 with two innings to play.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. New arm on the mound for the River Dogs is Andy Rodriguez. One scoreless, hitless inning for Jansen Kiesel. You're listening on the Green Jacket Radio Network. I'm Noah Adcock-Howeth, live from the Joe in Charleston. Tomorrow night, Raven Antonio will take the ball for the Green Jackets. He's been the team's ace and the most consistent arm that we've possessed here in Augusta over the first couple months. He'll match up with Andres Galan. Colby Jones leading off against Andy Rodriguez. 18th appearance out of the pen, and he hits Jones on the first pitch of his night. Third hit batsman by Charleston pitching this evening, and the tying run comes to the plate. Second time this year the Green Jackets have three hit by pitches in the same game. And you will get that sometimes from Rodriguez. Third hit batter of the year. He has been hit around more than he has allowed free passes, however. Jones down in a crouch trying to catch his breath. Dan Gertner, the AT, is going to come take a look at him. Got that one right in the rib cage. Opponents hitting .352 against Andy Rodriguez this year. 37 hits in 24 innings. Three saves, four blown saves, and a 1-2 record. 5.25 ERA. Rodriguez has been scoreless in two of his last three outings in the month of June. Faced the Jackets twice, had a scoreless inning in the first game he saw them, and then the second time gave up four hits, four runs, and a homer in two-thirds of an inning. Blew the save and took the loss on Mason Guerra's walk-off. And here is Mason Guerra. Colby Jones is going to stay in the game. Guerra, last time you saw Rodriguez, good things happen. Four-seam, two-seam slider, change up for Rodriguez. It was the four-seam that hit Jones at 95. Guerra's one for two today, a couple hard-hit balls. First pitch, inside. Two-seam running in towards the body. Mason has been jammed by two seams at points this year, but the four seam he has teed off on. 1-0 on Guerra with both misses arm side. Slide step. High ball two. Have to keep an eye on Jones. 35 steals, 39 tries. He's third in the Carolina League. 2-0 on Mason Guerra. Target at the knees. Outside corner. Strike one with a slider. Rodriguez locates the breaking ball in his first attempt. See if he goes back to it. Jones a big lead, not going. Fastball, called strike, same spot. 96 painted on the outer edge. So Guerra has taken four straight. Two balls and two strikes. He generally gets less aggressive as the count goes on rather than more. Represents the tying run in the top of the eighth. 2-2. Down, swinging on the slider. Breaking ball was nowhere close. And Guerra strikes out. Started below the knees, went near the other batter's box. And Mason a bit too aggressive. First time he swings is on the furthest pitch outside. One on one out for Nick Montgomery, who's 0 for 3. 1 for 10 on the week. Rodriguez continues to be quick to home. He whips in the fastball for strike one. Green Jackets have looked uncomfortable against Rodriguez, despite the pitches that have been down the center. 0-1. And then Rodriguez gets a chase off the corner from Montgomery. Fastball slider combo has been working. And the Green Jackets just can't get in the right mindset, taking strikes and swinging at balls. It's 0-2. Jones still stuck at first. 0-2 on Nick Montgomery. Way outside. Ball one. Nothing in play against Andy Rodriguez. Still ahead, 1-2. Fastball tapped away. Nice snag by Douglas Glaude in the on-deck circle. And a good defensive swing from Montgomery on 96 of the knees. Rodriguez, a live arm, showing it off tonight. Fifth season with the organization for Tampa Bay. Another 1-2. Slider poked up the middle, base hit. Montgomery covers the outside corner, and the tying run is on. Did not quite bury the slider the way that Rodriguez wanted to. And Nick's on base for the second time. Two on, one out. Here's Douglas Glaude, who's 0 for 2. Winston Sawyer looking into his dugout, seeing what his options are. Colin Burgess just hopped off. Looks like he might be pinch hitting. Got off the bench in a hurry. First pitch to Glaude. Bounced up the middle. And that is past the glove of the shortstop, Polanco. Jones will score. Montgomery up to third. And Glaude finds a hole for an RBI single. Off the bat, you weren't sure. It went right into the dirt, took a big bounce, and Polanco has covered some good ground, but he can't make the snag there. And Glaude gets the RBI, his 14th of the season. It's a one-run game. And here comes Levy Romero, the pitching coach. Fastball at 98, hardest pitch of the day for Andy Rodriguez. If that's about a foot to the left, it might be an inning-ending double play. Instead, there's men at the corners. And there's still just one out. Roybear Niazoa is the batter. He's 1 for 3. RBI single back in the fifth. Montgomery at third, Glaude at first. You don't have your grade A base runners at either spot. Winston Sawyer does have Jake Steeles available on the bench as a pinch runner. He's your best option. The other three would be two catchers in Burgess and Alan Pineda, along with infielder Luis Sanchez. No changes being made. It's Niazoa against Rodriguez in a big spot. 5-4, top of the eighth. Righty in the pen, going for Charleston. First pitch to Niazoa. Rolled towards third, foul ball. Fastball in on the hands. Niazoa 0-1. Three Three of four RBIs from the bottom four in the order. Slider softly hit towards second. Gonzalez will go to second, and that's the only play. Time is called. They're going to call interference out at second, and the runner is out. Polanco had absolutely no play at first base, and he intentionally collided with Glaude to get that call from rookie umpire Byron Matos. And Winston Sawyer has to be careful because he's about to get tossed. Pantomiming what Polanco was doing, he bends the rules on the umpire and gets the benefit. The Green Jackets leave the tying run at third as Narciso Polanco creates contact. And now Brad Stoll wants to argue with the home plate umpire. There's nothing Douglas Glaude could have done there. He slides into second. Polanco forces himself upon Glaude. And that gets the call of out. Brad Stoll is now arguing with Byron Matos, who has struggled through the first three games of this series. Jackson Danley is out and throwing, and Brad Stoll is nose to nose with Matos. The two base coaches continue to plead their case, and it's absolutely valid that they are doing so. That is not the letter or the spirit of the rule, and the umpires have taken away the tying run. Niazoa did his job. Glaude slides in, gets out of the way. And Augusta has the tying run snatched away by Byron Matos. As costly a call as you will ever see in this league. Two rookie umpires in their first season of single-A baseball. And Winston Sawyer continues to have negative words for now Xander Huddleston and Byron Matos. That is a game-changing, potentially season-changing call with the Jackets in the hunt for a playoff spot. Just absolutely cannot happen in that situation. We're on to the bottom of the eighth. Ricardo Gonzalez is 2-for-3. Jackson Danley back out there, 5-4 game. First pitch to Ricardo, inside corner. Green Jackets will have Figueroa, Heel, and Carey due up in the ninth, and it looks like it will not be Rodriguez for Charleston. Danley ahead 0-1, working slowly inside, evening the count. Charleston trying to get that run back. They've got Gonzalez, Shin, and Garcia to do so. Those are just the mistakes you can't make. 1-1. Bounce back up the middle. Two hops for John Heel behind the second base bag. He gets the out. Wu Shin, 0-for-3. He is the only man on the Charleston roster that has not reached base tonight. Double play, line out, and strikeout facing Danley for the first time. First pitch slider to the right, he misses high. Shin struck out against Samuel Mejia his last time up. The only man not to reach base against Mejia. 1-0 at the knees. Called a ball. Danley out of the stretch, third base side of the rubber. From the belt, the 1-1. Upstairs. Danley behind 3-0 on Shin. At the knees, called a strike. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the eighth. 5-4 game. Charleston putting up five in the bottom of the sixth to take the lead. Jackets got one home in the eighth. Could not bring the tying run home. Danley delivers. Ball four. First walk of the night for Jackson. Fifth for the team. Puts a man aboard for Jeter Garcia. RBI single his last time up. His first hit at home this season. Now 2 for 30 this year. Garcia just able to prod one through the right side past the reach of Colby Jones on a hanging slider from Mejia. Jones continues to play up the middle. First pitch fastball rolled out to short. Heel, Jones, Niazoa. There's a double play the old-fashioned way. 6-4-3. And we head on to the ninth. One run to tie, two to take the lead, and a new arm coming in for Charleston.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Cade Satelli is the new arm, 5-4 in the ninth. Green Jackets trying to get the comeback. And if you miss the top of the eighth, you miss some chaos. Had men at the corners, one out. Slow roller to second. Gonzalez flipped to Polanco. Polanco had no chance at first. The rule on runner's interference is it has to be intentional and excessive beyond the bag. Instead, Polanco created the contact. It was incorrectly ruled by Byron Matos, and that prevented the tying run from scoring. Satelli looking for his third save of the season. 19th appearance, a 3.76 ERA. Leiker Figueroa leads off for the Green Jackets. He's 1-for-3. Right on right against Satelli. And Satelli misses outside, ball one. 11th rounder out of the University of Houston. 6-3 from the right side. Fastball, slider, changeup for him. 1-0 to Figueroa. Late on the high heater. Came in at 93. Satelli, a starter in college, has been rolled to the bullpen once he turned pro. Got a save last time out against Carolina. 1-1. Fouled back by Figueroa. Did blow the save on June 4th. Also against the Mudcats with two unearned runs. Heavy strikeout numbers in the month as well. 7 in less than 5 innings. Has a very good slider. And that's been his out pitch. 1-2 on his first hitter. Satelli delivers. Outside and high. 2-2. Up to 95. Green Jackets have John Heel and Owen Carey waiting. 9-1-2 up against Satelli. Big right-hander working out of the windup. Target at the knees. 2-2. Swapped up the middle, and that will fall for a leadoff base hit. Leiker Figueroa able to muscle it over the head of Gonzalez. And Figueroa has a two-hit game, tying run on. No real reason for a pinch runner. Figueroa, although he doesn't have many steals, is a very quick base runner. It's Leiker's fifth multi-hit game of the year. And this is 18th start. Back to the top for John Heal, who's 2 for 4. Hit the ball hard just about every time up. Infield double play depth. Satelli out of the stretch, and he missed behind the head of John Heal. That's at the helmet, so you can forgive Heal for getting out of the way. Slider that would have got him right in the ear. 1-0. One run game, 5-4 in the ninth. Heal ahead 1-0. Driven out into left center field. Shin on his horse. He dives and he makes the catch. Ball hung up a little too much for John Heal. Stayed up in the air and Wu Shin makes the catch before tumbling down. Figueroa could not advance. Hard hit out number one. Heal 2 for 5. One on, one out for Owen Carey. Carey 0 for 3. A lot of space down the right field line. And he swings it that way, but out in front. It's a foul ball on the changeup. First change for Satelli. Tough luck for Heal. Caught a barrel, but the wind started to push it towards Shin, and that plus the backspin kept it in the air long enough for him to run it down. If he doesn't, we're tied. 0-1. Fisted out into shallow center, right at Brailer Guerrero. He makes the catch. Going to throw back to first behind Figueroa, and he's in well ahead of the throw. Jackets down to their final out. Isaiah Drake trying to keep the game going. The story of tonight, at least so far, the collapse in the sixth by Mejia and the blown call by Byron Matos in the eighth. Drake 0-for-3, 2 strikeouts and a walk. Satelli picks over and Figueroa's in with a short dive. Outfield playing deep all the way around. Lefty against the righty. Satelli comes home. Popped up into left field. Out towards the third base line, and it's out of play. Perez and Shin chasing did not have enough room. 4 runs on 9 hits for Augusta. They continue to create their chances. But the walks have been the kryptonite. 5 runs, just 8 hits for the Boiled Peanuts of Charleston. Green Jackets went out hitting their opponent 25-1, but down to their final out. Fastball outside, 1-1. Isaiah, 3 homers and 32 RBIs. Leading the team in runs driven in. Trying to find a gap, potentially let Figueroa score. Satelli at the belt. Popped into shallow left field. Got fooled on a changeup. Wu Shin is right there, and he makes the catch. The Green Jackets fall for the second consecutive night. And that one hurts in a whole different type of way. It feels like it was taken out of your hands. And that's a tough pill to swallow for Winston Sawyer. It comes down to proper enforcement of the rules. And that's not what we got. Charleston with a 5-4 final despite being out hit 9-8. Both sides with one error. Green Jackets left on 8 runners. Charleston 6. And all 5 runs for the River Dogs came against Samuel Mejia in inning number 6. Green Jackets fall to 30-28. Charleston back up to 500. 30-30. Green Jackets will not be able to move up in the standings. And in fact, they will be surpassed if Hickory can come back and win. Hickory has just gone final. They lost to Myrtle Beach, so they will not take a game up. Kannapolis still scoreless with Columbia. If Columbia wins, they'll be tied with the Green Jackets. If Kannapolis wins, Augusta will be two back. And there are six games left to play in the first half. River Dogs able to manufacture a five spot on three hits and three walks in the sixth inning, plus a wild pitch. Green Jackets got two in the second, RBIs from Figueroa and Heel, an RBI single from Niazoa in the fourth, and then a single from Glaud in the eighth, cut the deficit in half. We'll be talking about that call for a while out at second. The letter of the law has to be a clear and exceptional act away from second base to make contact with the shortstop, and that's not what happened. Narciso Polanco, like Joel Embiid, looking for a foul, threw his entire body into the base runner and then flipped it in the general direction of first, flopping, trying to be cut out of the NBA. It has not been cut out of MILB, it appears. Tomorrow, Raven Antonio will take the ball for the Green Jackets against Andres Galan. Jackets saw Galan out of the pen for 5 1/3. He has gone five innings or more in every outing in a River Dog uniform. In that ball game, Galan very solid up until the end. Green Jackets tagged him late, and that's what they did a bunch against starters back at home. Dropped 2 out of 3 against the River Dogs, both teams giving the other opportunities to walk through the door, and it was Charleston who was able to take advantage. River Dogs get the W. Jackets lose another heartbreaker. Augusta has now lost 7 of their last 8 games. And with each passing defeat, chances of the playoffs start to slip away further and further. Still 6 games to go, still a lot of chaos that can come around to pass. Green Jackets sending Antonio to the mound. You always feel like you have a good chance then. And we'll be live at 6:55 for a 7:05 first pitch. I've been Noah Adcock-Howeth. That brings us to a conclusion tonight from the Joe in downtown Charleston. Green Jackets come up a 1-run short despite having the tying run on in both the 8th and 9th innings. Have a great evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being with us, and we will see you tomorrow.